Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. This is film director out of New York. His name is Vincent, and, you know, he had to take a flight. Going from Aspen, Colorado to Salt Lake City, Utah last week. So he hops on the plane. As he's getting ready to board, he finds out he is the only passenger on that plane.
Damn.
That is pretty wild. That's never happened to me. He shared his experience in a post on Twitter, and the clip opens up with the gate agent making a boarding announcement calling for the only passenger to come forward.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to board flight to Salt Lake City from gate 5. We're the only passenger on this flight. Kindly board at this time.
That's me.
Mr. Pizzoni?
Yes, I'm coming.
That's me. Let me grave. Like, sorry, sir, you're a group 5. You're going to have to wait until you get through the other groups.
Right. You got to really wait for the other 4 to go forward, sir. Wow, the only one on the plane.
It's rare, but I've had the unicorn of being the only one in a row. And that's amazing.
That is
but those
so
days
good.
Are gone.
Yeah. I know. It's nice. I'm happy when there's nobody in the middle seat, and then I make a deal with the person in the window. Hey, we'll share the drop-down table. You'll get half. I get half. It's crazy.
You guys actually negotiate that?
Yeah, well, I pretty much put it down there and go, hey, I'm going to do this over here. We'll get to go both use it, you know? And that
Man, if I was sitting in the window, I'd be like, yeah, dude, do whatever the hell you want. I don't care.
Yeah.
It's just funny. You're like, I'll have half. You have half.
Well, I wanted the person to know that they get to have it, too. You know, like, I wasn't going to be the guy to go, I get both tables.
You should just put it for you. You should put up the rest thing and then just, like, kind of curl up into, like, a couch.
Oh, the little, yeah.
Put your feet on their lap.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll do that next time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, forever ago, where you'd look in the plane and be like, so many empty seats. Those days are gone, though.
Yeah. I guess that's good. That means they're making money.
Yeah, or they just have less flights.
Oh, yeah, there's that too. I hadn't thought about that. Either way, I mean, it couldn't have been a value on that one, right? What do they charge the guy to fly, and it's just one guy? I think they probably lost money on that flight.
Yeah.
I mean, all the fuel and everything and having to pay. It makes you wonder, like, do they go through the motions or they just go, hey, how you doing, sir? Make sure, you know, here's where your flotation is. And, well, he answered that question. Even though he's the only passenger, they did not break protocol. They made it like it was a full plane.
Good evening, Vincent, and welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We look forward to taking care of you today. If you need any assistance getting settled, we're delighted to serve you. To ensure an on-time departure, please remain in your assigned seat.
Yep.
That's so funny.
And they didn't have any room in the overhead for him, unfortunately, so they had to check his bag. That would have been funny if they were just like, yeah, sorry, man.
We told you at the beginning, you know what, so it's a full flight.
The video is cool, though, because they show, he kind of chronicles the whole thing, and he shows, like, the people that usually are loading baggage onto the plane, but they're loading, like, sandbags. To add extra weight.
Oh, right.
Because there's just no bodies on the damn plane, so they needed to put more weight on it.
Yeah, that's it. And that's why they tell you not to switch your seat. Some people go, what's the problem? Why can't I go take a seat over there? But they really have it so that the weight on the plane is the right way. And, you know, 100-some-odd pounds that go on one side is a problem, so they got to put you where you belong.
And I guess you found out, like, the part of the reason was there was a rescheduling of the flight. And for some reason, it ended up with him just being the only one on the plane.
Oh, man. I mean, nobody could make the reschedule but him.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, watching the videos is so crazy when he pans out. Like, he'll just kind of pan out to the entire area. And
oh,
then,
that's crazy.
I love that he's sitting in the first class spot. I mean, that seems right.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they let him do that. I mean, yeah. You know, if for some reason he had, you know, regular main cabin tickets, unless that's one of those planes where they don't have a difference and I got screwed. Remember that one where I bought first class and all the seats were the same anyway?
No, technically, that was first class. You were in row one.
Yeah, that was great. You guys were all laughing at me like, guys, I'm first class in this flight.
And you were bragging about it, too. You're like, see you guys later. I'm first class. And we get on the plane and, like,
there's no first
I'm
class.
3 feet from you and there's no curtain.
No extra room, leg room. No, nothing. I didn't get any special dinner. You guys all laughed at me.
It was awesome.
You can check out this video on the BJ Migs page of KISW.com. It's pretty awesome how this guy Vincent flies from Colorado to Utah, and he's the only guy on the plane.
How long of a flight is that, I wonder? Colorado to Utah.
You know, it can't be that long. From what I can tell from the seats, yeah, that may be a puddle jumper flight, as they call them.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know. If it's more than an hour, I'll be surprised.
Because that's the type of flight that you want. You know, a 5 hour flight for. You get up, walk around.
Yeah.
Quick search says about 1 hour, 7 minutes. So you're basically going up and then down. So not really worth it.
Fun.
It's kind of like going to Portland.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Around that. A little bit like that.
I would try and sit in every seat for.
You got to do that quickly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like
you're getting your squats in at that point, right?
You're doing a good job, buddy. What are you doing, sir? Yeah, but they'll be like, no, you can't, sir. The plane is tipping all over the place. We have the sandbags there for a reason. Stop sitting in every seat.
I would love. They'd be like, sir, you're stupid. Stop doing that. Yeah. Just stop doing that.
She's on the microphone.
Hello, Vincent. You're stupid. Stop doing that.
Yeah. We got a Washington couple who has been doing something every day for the past 67 years. And I'm sure this is making Steve jealous. Yep, Steve will tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 617.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is The Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia Pure for giving us the Migs Report, and happy National Wiffle Ball Day.
Oh, yeah.
Fun.
I used to love playing wiffle ball.
Yeah.
Those are the days. That crazy curve on the ball.
So awesome.
Did you ever stuff the bat?
I tried.
You tried?
I tried.
How'd you fail at it?
Well, people saw it, and so we had strict rules that they wouldn't allow it.
Oh, so you got suspended?
Yeah, I got suspended. PEDs.
We would cork it. We'd like slice open the top of those thin yellow ones. That's the ones that we would use. Those with the old school wiffle ball bats. Stuff it with newspaper just at the top, at the meat of the bat, and then put it back over there and just try and like make it look like you didn't do anything and just wrap duct tape on it. Like, oh, I have a crack on my bat.
Yeah, that's it.
Sure. Ignore the darkening inside of it that is clearly newspaper.
Yeah, no problem at all.
Oh, we just crush balls with that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, we were discovered pretty quickly with that routine.
Wiffle ball was so much fun. Let's talk about this couple. They're based in Auburn, Washington. At least that's where they're originally from. They live in California now. Their names are Francis and Rosemary, and they just had their 68th wedding anniversary. And I love this couple. This is definitely couple goals, and I know my wife would not be down with this idea. But for the past 67 years of their life together, they have worn matching outfits.
What? Really? And I know that's something you want to do. They've worn matching outfits for 67 years?
Every day. 67 years wearing the same thing. That is amazing.
Wow.
Here's Francis and Rosemary talking about it.
Well, my mother bought us matching t-shirts when we were in high school. I picked them out. And so we've matched ever since.
By the time we were seniors, we started going together. She just lays it out for me and I don't have to worry about a thing.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yeah, well, they met in junior high school in Auburn, got married when they were 19, and now they're both 87 years old.
Wow.
Wow, what a marriage.
I love Francis. Like, yeah, it just lays it out for me. I don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what a dude likes.
Yep.
I'm wearing this today. All right.
This is my favorite headline of the day. A giant penis painted on a building facing Sacramento City Hall.
Woo! There we go.
And it's exactly that. Somebody painted a giant dong on the Sacramento Court Plaza building. It's been covered since then. The thing was 70 foot long.
Oh, that's a good penis.
Yes.
Damn,
that's
dude.
A tremendous dong.
Go for it, Sacto.
A 70-foot long penis that was painted on City Hall. I guess it was done by this group called Wide Open Walls. It's a group that's been painting murals on buildings in the city. It sounds like they're not doing it with the approval of the city, though. The best part of the story, though, is when a local TV report has to talk about a 70-foot long dong on the wall of a building.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm curious, before we play the audio of this local reporter talking about it, what term do you think they used when describing the dong? I'll give you, it's not a dong. They didn't use dong.
They didn't use dong?
Of course not.
How about shaft?
Shaft, okay. Yeah. BJ's going with shaft.
Going with shaft.
You, Joe?
Oh, man. Device.
Device. Vicky.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Oh, I was going with wiener, too. Yeah.
But I tell you what, you're all
wrong.
Come on, Rev.
A surprising twist to the ongoing Wide Open Walls art project in Sacramento, someone painted an image of male genitalia on the side of a building facing City Hall. Of course, we've covered it up. Painters painted over it.
Thank you for that.
Don't they call Sacramento Sacktown?
I think that's sure, why not?
All right.
Well, it was home run town for the Mariners yesterday. I don't know if you guys were paying attention, and I sure as heck was.
Yeah, you were, really?
Sure.
You got Mariners and Tigers. Kyle Seager, 3 home runs.
Yeah, it's
the Tigers. Tom Murphy from I know. It's a battle of who stalks more.
Yeah.
And it's the Tigers because the Mariners won 11-6. But credit to Tom Murphy.
Yeah.
Hits a home run, does a cartwheel in the dugout.
Oh, really?
I guess he says it's one of the biggest dugouts he's ever seen. So whenever he hit 2 home runs, did 2 cartwheels, it showed up on television. But apparently his daughter was not impressed because he said, my wife texted me to say that my daughter said that those were the worst cartwheels she's ever seen. And she's kind of a perfectionist.
Oh, man. Murphy getting punked by his own daughter.
It looks like a pretty good cartwheel. I mean, he got his feet over his head. That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Wow. That's you know what, Tom Murphy? You got to tell your daughter not to be so strict on your cartwheels.
He's living the good life right there.
Yeah, that's about all you can do as a Mariner at this point.
If you win a game, I think he has every... What if that's like the superstition now? They start winning. No?
Oh, really?
Well, they're going to do it again today at 4 against the Tigers again.
Yeah, they're going to have to start cartwheeling a lot to catch up.
Yeah. He's going to be dizzy if they keep doing that. Hey, Sounders just added a couple new owners to the team.
Oh, really?
One of them being...
Go Hawks.
Russell Wilson.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Russell Wilson is now one of the owners of the Seahawks.
Boy,
of the Sounders.
Yeah.
Also one of the owners.
Go Hawks.
His wife, Sierra.
Wow. You know what? How about the money is coming in, apparently, to be able to get some cash and buy some Sounders.
Hollywood producer Joe Roth. We've had him on the show back
when
the Sounders were first starting. Yeah, but he decided that he's leaving the franchise. So some new people are jumping in, part of the ownership group, that being Russell Wilson, Sierra, also Macklemore.
Macklemore's in there.
Yep. And yours truly, I donated $15 to the cause. I am now a part owner of your Seattle Sounders.
0.01%?
Maybe a little bit lower than that, Rev, but thank you.
All right.
I wonder how much Joe got back, for his investment.
A bunch of Microsoft people, the CEO, and a bunch of other people also involved in this. So a lot of money is being exchanged.
That's
I don't think my $15 really helped much, but I'm doing what I can, BJ.
Yeah, I didn't know you can even be a guy. Good job, Steve.
I appreciate you.
Now they got to talk to you and make sure that you're happy with the team.
I also appreciate Mother Nature. It's going to be 81 degrees.
Yeah.
Wow.
And sunny today. Thank you, Shane Company, for the Migs Report, and that's what's up.
And what I'm hearing is that it's going to go right into the weekend. Nice and beautiful.
High 70s.
Not bad.
I'm okay with that.
Great day for me to be inside playing board games.
Is that what you're going to do today?
Well, it's a big Dragonflight Con this weekend.
Duh.
Yeah.
I can't believe my phone didn't give me that alert.
Steve. I'm sorry, Steve. I can't believe you don't know about this big convention.
My bad. I had it set for next week.
Yeah, it's going on for years, dude. It's a tradition.
I know, dude. Every year I miss it.
We'll be inside when it's beautiful outside.
So Dragon Con?
Dragonflight.
Oh.
Yeah. We have a convention, though, but it's one of the oldest ones that we have here in the fine Puget Sound area.
Does the game involve... am I asking these questions? But
no, please ask more questions.
Does this game involve flying dragons?
It's just called Dragon Flight. There's many different kinds of games you can play.
Oh.
It's a board game convention. They just call it Dragon Flight.
Why?
I would imagine way back when they started it, lots of Dungeons and Dragons were being played.
That makes sense.
That's what I'm thinking.
Fair enough.
Yeah. But now it's just all kinds of games, whatever you want to play.
And we'll be inside when it's beautiful outside, because that's what we do.
Will you be by a window at least?
I hope so. And sometimes you never know. I mean, I'll be in the hall. I'll walk by a window. But yeah, chances are I won't see much sunlight.
Really?
It's pretty bad. I know. I almost feel bad about it. So I'm getting out a lot this week and really getting out in the weather so that I don't feel so bad this weekend when I'm not. So I took a nice, well, you guys call it a walk. I call it a massive hike yesterday. Just we don't do switchbacks and it's not a lot of elevation.
My wife, Lulu, and I, we went on a walk. Yes, we walked around the
development. Your wife, the dog, Lulu, and you.
Yes.
Yeah, your wife is not Lulu.
No. Okay. No, that, Lulu's our little fur baby, BJ. Okay.
All right, very good. Just clearing it up for anybody who might be new.
But we always like taking her on a walk when the weather's nice, take advantage of it, walking around all of a sudden. But during yesterday, it's recycling day, so the recycling truck is going around the neighborhood, right?
Oh, fun time for dogs.
All of a sudden, I see the guy that's driving the recycling truck. He's waving at me. And I'm like, oh, maybe something's wrong with my recycling. I don't know. So I go up there and he goes, hey. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? He goes, do you know that there's a Dairy Queen inside of an Orange Julius?
No way.
That's fantastic.
That's amazing. So I want to give a big shout out to Dave.
Nice going,
Dave. Recycling guy from, I think it's DM Recycling or...
DM Recycling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Dave, you're the man. That made my day.
That is
great. It was so great because he just kind of...
So great.
He kind of gives the whole, like, the two finger thing, like, hey, come over here. And I go over, did you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
I love that this troll is happening because Vicky doesn't pay attention to the show, and so... Just probably 10 seconds after I mentioned that there's Dairy Queens and Orange Julius.
We mentioned it a couple of times that time.
Vicky's on the internet, and so she just happens to go look up the Dairy Queen page and go, oh my God, there's Orange Julius. Did you guys know there's Orange Julius is a Dairy Queen?
Oh my God.
Yeah, and we're like, no, Vicky, we didn't know at all. Yeah, so, and that was, you know, now we've had that troll in every hour of the show. It originated in the 9 o'clock hour of our fine show, but now everybody's trolling Vicky, including in Steve's neighborhood while collecting recycling.
That's right. And big shout out to Dave. He says he listens every morning. He wishes he could call in for beatnik, but obviously he has a job to do.
Dave, we appreciate it, Dave, but thank you for getting rid of our trash and our recycling. Mm-hmm. That is a big job for all of us so that we're not some crazy, weird country that has trash everywhere in the streets. Or New York sometime. Was that in the 70s when that happened?
Oh, so boy, like, I don't know, dude. I was like barely alive.
Yeah, there's a big strike. I just remember this was a huge thing.
Garbage everywhere. Steve. I was just going in my diapers, man. That's about all I knew.
Well, that was part of the garbage. That was part of the problem. Oh, yeah. So I got a new survey. It looked at the most stressful life moments that we can have.
Ooh.
And I've got the top 10. So I'm wondering, I'll just ask all you guys, what right now in your life, as you've lived it to this point, do you feel has been the most stressful life moment?
When I order French fries from McDonald's and they say that they're not ready yet, and if I could pull off to the side and wait for them.
Oh, that's like the best, because you know they're going to be hot.
No.
Fresh.
I don't want to wait, man.
Oh.
You know, you're sitting there and I'm like, come on, let's go. Did you forget about me? Should I go inside and check? It's been a long time.
Oh, geez, I can hear the anxiety.
Why do I ask you these questions? Either A, you've got such a great, charmed life that that's your biggest problem, or B, you're just an idiot. I'm going to go with both.
Oh, sorry, let me say, the anticipation of having a child, BJ, it's stressing me out.
Well, it's not the anticipation of having a child, but yes, it's number 7 on the list.
All right. You don't seem very stressed about this whole thing.
No, I want it real bad, so what are you going to do?
God, you don't know what you want. You have
I'm sure when it happens and the child is now yelling and pooping and screaming everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be like, why did I get so excited for this?
Look at the two of the children that I have in here. It never ends. It just never.
I think you have two excellent 30, children. He's I spent about, some quality time in Chicago with both of your children, and they were fantastic.
Yeah, sure, because you know what? You're drinking with them, and then you leave.
Yeah, we spiked our lemonade with vodka.
You're like the alcoholic grandfather. Here you go. Kids, have some booze. Everyone's having a good time.
You guys want Werther's? Yeah. They're dipped in vodka.
Exactly. And then you get to leave, and guess who gets to have to be responsible for him? Me.
By the way, I totally forgot we did that too. We kept spiking our drinks the entire weekend. Everywhere we go, I had my little water bottle just.
Yeah, I know.
Vodka.
This is why I carry a purse.
Yeah. I mean, Vicky is just, I mean, honestly. Yeah, she's just gigantic.
Smuggling vodka everywhere.
Someday she will be investigated. I don't know what's in that purse, but there's probably a dead body.
So stressful. All right.
Yeah, stressful. So you
getting
you
fired.
Having a child, losing your job is number one. Yes.
Boom. Yeah. Boom.
Did anybody have another one? Vicky, how about you? Anything stressful for you?
I'm thinking, like, on the other end of it, waiting to hear back about a job.
Okay. Let me see. I've got starting a new job at number 5.
Okay. About something along those lines.
Interviewing for a new job at number 8. Vicky, you just had number 2 happen to you, but didn't seem to bother you at all.
Oh, the house.
Yeah.
Buying a house.
Moving into a new house.
Smuggling vodka to bars and restaurants.
Yeah, that was very, very stressful.
Yeah, the house thing's me right now just because we have plumbing issues and it's going to cost a lot.
So, yeah.
Dude, a lot.
Yeah.
He showed me the invoice.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. I was like, sucks for you.
Yeah. Yep. You told me about it too. I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
That sucks. That's a big one. Looks like Rev's going to be here for a while.
Someone even texted, buying my first house. Holy crap, that was stressful.
Yeah. And Steven, Rev, you went through this for number 3.
Oh, what's that?
And as did I.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. It's a long time ago for me. A little bit of time ago for you, Steve, and less time for Rev.
I was say, is it the Dr. Jellyfinger?
No.
Dr. Jellyfinger.
That was thinking about that yesterday.
You know what, Vicky? That should be on the list because that was stressful first time that happened.
Wait, you got to do that after you're 40, right?
Yeah.
Crap. I just turned 40 this year.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
No, it's not awesome. I was going for my physical.
It's overhyped, man. It's fine.
It's overhyped?
The whole fear of it.
Dude.
It's not fun. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not like, yeah, let's go.
No, dude, I was not appreciating
I was stressing hard about that.
Now
bro.
I am.
Then I finally got a female doctor.
Sizing up my doctor's fingers and everything.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh, I gotta get a new doctor.
Then I got a female doctor. I thought, all right, well, at least she's kind of cute and her fingers are smaller. This should be better. Mm-hmm. Then she doesn't do it. And now I feel like I'm getting robbed. Feel like, you know what, this is BS.
Well, I just hope my doctor's not Keith Richards. Have you seen his knuckles?
Yeah. Well, you need an investigative team in there, Rev. Come on.
Okay.
Seriously, they should send a search party in there and just find out what the hell's going on.
No, we don't need to worry about that.
Number 3 is planning a wedding.
That wasn't stressful at all. That was fun.
Really?
Oh, man, I loved it.
He went to Vegas. He didn't really do a...
Yeah.
He didn't have to, like, book out a venue, really.
The venue was super easy.
Yeah, would you call, like, 10 minutes ahead and say we're coming?
No, we went a year ahead and scouted it because it was another trip to Vegas. But like for wedding invitations, like, hey, anyone who wants to come, go ahead and show up. And don't worry about it. By the way, you got to pay your own way in your own hotel room.
Yeah,
we'll do the party bus, but
all right,
we'll figure it out. I mean, we had our reception at the Paris Hilton buffet.
Oh man, that
So I mean, you can't really check with the Rev on that.
No, yeah, it was fantastic.
That was a stress-free wedding.
Yeah. And even my up until that last week. It was super stress-free, but that week leading up to it where some of the loose ends weren't really fully getting tied up and you start like realizing, oh crap, it's happening this Saturday.
Yeah.
Whenever I tell anyone that, like, whenever they're like, hey, any advice, you know, with the whole wedding thing, I'm like, dude, just be prepared. The week or two leading up to it's when it gets kind of weird.
Yeah, the top 3 for me happened. You know, it's funny. I think planning a wedding would have been my number 1, but it only happened once in my life. It was such a pain in the ass because my dad wouldn't come to the wedding because he was mad about no meat. And of course, I have my wife who doesn't want to have meat at the wedding. I'm like, oh, really? Can we just make everybody happy? And then she wanted to get married by a Catholic priest, but they would only do it in the church, and she wanted to do it outside the church. And I was just like, yeah, this is a pain in my ass. Everybody's coming at me.
Did this make it on us going through U.S.-Canadian border security before and after the Shambhala Music Festival?
Yeah, that's not on the list. That's very specific.
Yeah. It's a festival I've always wanted to go to. I hear it's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's called Shambhala or Shambhala.
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 Yeah. And we've got, let's see, getting married. That's interesting. Planning a wedding and getting married, 3 and 4.
Yeah.
So I guess that getting, that once you have the wedding planned, then the wedding itself must really be like.
Because the marriage is for a longer time than the wedding itself, the ceremony. So maybe they're like freaking out about, oh my gosh, this, that, and the other thing.
The cold feet kind of thing.
Yeah, I can
see that for a lot of dudes, no doubt about it. And then meeting your significant other's parents for the first time, that was number 9 on the list.
I wouldn't put that on the same level of stress as being fired, though.
I agree.
It's a little nerve-wracking, but I mean, that level of stress goes away pretty quick once you meet them, if you're a decent person.
But if I look at this list, I mean, really, having your phone die when you're lost is number 6.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, when I see my phone's at 17%, I get stressed.
Me too.
When it gets under that 20%, I'm like, what am I going to do?
Because you can't call anybody. I can't use GPS anymore. I mean, if I don't know where I am. Again, when you're lost, when your phone dies, when you're lost, what do you do, Rev?
I just wander, I guess.
Smoke signals.
Yeah.
A lot of battery pack. This is why I carry a purse. Keep everything in it.
Yeah, plus you can get drunk, too, Vicky, if you are lost. Good call.
Do you guys, when your phone gets under, like, 10%, and you know, you tell yourself mentally, to stay away from it, only check it if you get an actual alert. But for some reason, I want to check it more.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It's like, I want to see.
You're counting it down
right
as it goes.
That, and I feel like everyone knows that your phone's at 10% because that's when they start calling and texting you.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. And then doing your taxes came in at number 10.
I don't stress about that.
Yeah, I don't either. My wife does some
shady stuff.
Because I don't DJ. Do it. Yeah.
Wow.
Whatever. I have a professional do it.
That's right.
Yeah. So I don't
Dr. Pokey. Me.
Yeah. Yesterday, Steve, he got this one wrong.
In horse racing, what is the term for a wager on the first, second, and third place finishers in a specific race?
First place show?
No.
Showtime?
No.
Showtime.
Show me the money.
No. No. We were looking for the trifecta, Steve. You want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.